Some guys asked some good questions afterwards about a little bit of what we had said today, so maybe we'll take up some of those questions in that special time. Some of the guys mentioned at the start, you know what, as people are coming, maybe let's go over the schedule. From what I understand, that there was some Talmidim that were interested in doing this in Sherman at the morning on Tuesday and Wednesday, right? That's what we made up. So Tuesday will be the Sisi Sharm. Wednesday will be Nefesh HaChaim. Okay? That's number one. And we'll start at what time? At 9:20? 9:15? What time is good? What's that? 9:20. Okay, 9:20. So, that's number one. Number two... was Amir Hashem, we'll start, we had mentioned that we're going to start halacha, so we'll start halacha today. There will be days we won't be able to, for reasons that I've been noted to in the past, but Amir Hashem will start today at 1 o'clock. Let's throw ourselves in, start the Hashem, the beautiful, beautiful city. Night time. What's the reason that Hashem said to find out? Rabba Omer Lefi Shem Yikin Lashma. Rabba says, because... there are people that are not balking Lashma. In other words, in Medinas Hayam, they're not balking Lashma. Says Rashi, Mishayim b'kin Lashma, Ein b'nei Medinas Hayam b'nei Torah. The people who are from the Medinas Hayam are not b'nei Torah. By the way, this is one of the sources where the expression that they use about b'nei Torah is found. There is a source in the Gemara and in Rashi for the idea of B'nai Torah. Ein B'nai Medina Sayyam B'nai Torah. Ve'ein Yodin Shetzarech Lichtov Haget L'Shem O'Isha. And they don't know that you're supposed to write the get specifically for the woman. U'kroksi V'kosav La Sefer Krisus. And the Torah says that you shall write a book of cutting. La. Da'inu L'Shema. Rashi is giving us this whole harichus because Rashi had never told us this halacha of Lashma. This is the first time Rashi in Gittin tells us the concept of Lashma. Hilkach, Omer HaShliach B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtav. And therefore the Shliach says B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtav. U'memeila Shailin Alei. And then we... what would be a good... English way to translate Mamela. Where I come from, that's English. So we need someone to what's Mamela? So Mamela Shailina?
Automatically?
And we automatic, that's good. Mamela Shailina and like. Well, I don't know if the Pnei Shul will agree with that translation. But nevertheless, it's a relatively accurate translation. Mamela Shailina and lay, and we automatically ask him in Nichtav Lishma. It was written in Lishma. Who Amar, what's that next word?
In.
Who Amar in. And he says yes. And later on, we're going to explain why you don't need to read, say Lishma. What does Rashi mean over here, why you don't need to say Lishma? What does he mean by that? Why don't you say Fanech Lishma? Okay, so I actually regretted not putting down the Gemara and Gimel and Aleph, but you know what? Now I realize I could turn it into my mistake into a Musar. How many of you, you don't have to raise your hand, how many of you looked for that Gemara? If you did, great. If you didn't, then you didn't. You should have looked up the Gemara. What does Rashi mean? Now, of course, you have the Musar Sashas to help you, Gimel and Aleph. So let's take a look and see that Gemara. Barava my time loya Omar Karaba. That's it. It happens to be where we're up to on Daf Gimel. Why did Rava not learn like Rava? Of course, we're going to have Rava that says the reason you say Fanetta, Fanetta, is Ein Ein Mitzuyin Lekaimo. So, Rava, what is the reason you didn't learn like Rava? Amar Lecha, because Rava will tell you, Miktani B'Fanei Nechtav L'Shma. The most critical word is missing according to Rava. If it's Ein Ein Mitzuyin Lekaimo, that Aiden could verify that these are valid signatures, so then, as long as they say b'fanei nechtam, so that will be enough. Why you have to say b'fanei nechtam will be a separate question, but that will be enough. So I'm going to call miktani b'fanei nechtam l'shma, b'fanei nechtam l'shma. Ve'rabba b'dinu d'lisni hachi. And Rabba says, you're right. Really, you should have said that. Elo di mafshis le di bura. But if you're going to add on too many words, that people will cut off the necessary word. But now they're going to cut off, they're not going to say the four words are necessary. Fanetta. Says the Gemara, Chodimitlas goes, Chodimitarti loy goes. They'll cut off one out of three. In other words, if you have the Fanetta of Lishma, but they won't cut out the Fanetta if they only have two words that they're supposed to say. Now, Rashi over here, let's take a look at some of the Rashis over here. Rashi over here does something interesting. Rashi in Dibar Maskel lo gayis. You do the rest of the Rashi's on your own. You tell me if there's anything that's important that's there that we're skipping. But Rashi says, Logai is like what we have by our Rashi. Rashi says, Umemela Shailina Le, and the word Mimela asked them in Niftav Lishmaf, Amar Im. So that's exactly like our Rashi. So at the end of the day, we're willing to cut off, but if you're going to cut off, so we're going to have to ask them. Inami, or else, Stoma Kamasin, or else, there's another pshat over here. Who can tell me what Rashi means when he says "inami stomach kamasid"? What's Rashi saying? Yes, Joe.
It's part of the funanata funanata.
What? Explain what that means.
That when you say funanata funanata, it means lishma.
That when you say funanata funanata, you could assume that it was lishma. You could assume that it was lishma. In other words, the stam amira is going to be enough. So, what's the machlokus between the two lishonos in Rashi? What's the difference between the two Lishonos?
Whether it's dialogue
or not. Okay, so Zach says well, but not what I was looking for. Zach says well that the Machlokis is whether it's dialogue or not. What Zach did was he described that according to the first day there's dialogue, you need to ask him. According to the second day, you don't. But Zach did not explain halachically what's going on. What's the difference halachically that's going on? That whether the Edom need to mamish say that it was Lishma. According to the first day, it would sound like you need to hear it from them directly. Needs to be lishma. According to the second day, it would sound like you don't. That would be an interesting nafkamina. According to the first day, according to Rashi in front of us, what would happen if they wouldn't ask? Bezdin messed up, and they didn't ask. Would it be possible midrabanan? According to the first day, presumably yes. According to the first day, yes. Again. That might not be absolute. But that would sound like to be the difference between the two deos in Rashi. So this is what Rashi says. Okay, let's continue on in Tosas. Lefishe Mikilishma. That's Rashi over there. Ooh, but just point out one thing, the obvious point. Is Rashi entirely consistent? No, Rashi seems to be inconsistent between Beizam and Beizam Gemalach. Write this down as a Tzarachim. Why is it that Rashi on Beizam and Beiz only says Umamela Shailinanla? Yet Rashi on Gimel and Aleph does more than that. Rashi on Gimel and Aleph says it doesn't assume Stama. Rashi on Gimel and Aleph says two possibilities, Stama or Shailinanla. Well, Rashi on Gimel on Beizam and Beiz only says Shailinanla. That you should have noticed. Says Tosas. The Fishay Mikilishma. Vim Tomar Maishno Lishma the Ain Bikin Mishar Hilchos Gitin. How is Lishma different? That we're gonna say that they're Naftoki from other Alachos of Gitin. Kigon Mechubar, that the Alachi is that if the get is Mechubar, it's not kosher. You know, you have to write Chazal Darshan second paragraph, it has to be written when it has to at least be signed the Chalapachos when the get is no longer attached to the ground. Bashino Shmo Shma, and also if there's some type of mistake in the names, Vinichta Bayom Vinechta Valaila, or if it was written in the day and it was signed at night, all of those things are also possible. So if Chazal are worried that the get is not kosher, and hence we have a takana b'fanenechta, so why is it that we're worried about the Lishma and we're not worried about the other things? That tells us is cash. Rabosa, I want to analyze with you now. Is Tosas Kasha a strong Kasha? Well, in a way, it most definitely is. And Tosas is really, this Tosas is a very good way to start this man, because who could rephrase Tosas Kasha in a way that would be a great introduction to this man? Not just Stam that Tosas is asking a Kasha. How would you rephrase Tosas Kasha if you're trying to convince somebody to learn the Chorev Zman, the first parak of Gittin? Why would you wouldn't sell them at Ashkelon Kedarim? No way. No way. That's not a selling point. That was
a survival tactic. That was a way to see who's gonna
remain standing. And it's okay to not understand the Tosis and to move on. That's also something to learn. But this would be a good selling point. Why would this be a good selling point? By the way, the reason why I did it the wrong way is because that's how my Rebbeim learned. My Rebbeim, connected to what we spoke about today, my Rebbeim went straight. They didn't jump around too much. So that's why we did Tosis Ashkelon Kedarim. I have this Tosis, that's it. You go Kisei, even though it's a hard Tosis, it's a beautiful Tosis, it's hard. Why is this a good opening question? Yes, John?
I would first rephrase it to why did the people in Chuslaris, why do we consider them Bukis and everything else besides the Shema?
I'll tell you what I'm driving at. This Tosis is Kasha, is such a fundamental Kasha, because Tosis is really bringing out what is unique about the Shema. In other words, why Lishma is different than other halachas. So we are now finally getting to what is Lishma and what is the requirement of a fanenetha and Lishma. What's unique to Lishma? So that's why it's a great opening question for this man. What's unique about Lishma that we're more koshesh for Lishma than we are for other things? So that's a way of rephrasing Tosis' kasha. What's unique about Lishma? Okay. As far as that is concerned, Rabosai, does anybody have, and I don't expect most of you to have, but I would hope maybe throw a long pass over here. Maybe somebody has a potential answer to Tosis' Kasha that we've learned already in the past. Why would it be that we'd be choshesh more for Lishma than other things? Yes, David?
Isn't the Shema the only thing like
Minatora?
No.
The halacha is, for example, Mechubar, the Gemara is going to learn out. If you take a look, I understand why you thought that way, but it's not true. The Gemara learns out, Ein Kosum Mechubar Lekarka. Take a look immediately at Rashi. On Daf Chaf Aleph on the base, Ein Kosum Mechubar Dechsiv Bechasa Vinasan, Shein Mechusar Ktsitsa. That we learn out from the Gzeres HaKosuv that it needs to be, even according to some opinions, even when you write. It depends on which Mamad Amar we're talking, either the Chasimus or the Ksiva, but all these halachos are deraisa, though. But that would have been a natural place to go to check out. Are all these halachos deraisa? The answer is all these halachos are deraisa. If I may, in Yavada, what's going to get even more complicated, this might actually answer some of our previous questions, is that at the end of the day, we're not even worried about Lishma Min HaTorah, right? What's the Gemara going to get through? Rope, Kienein, Chayish, and we're not even Chayish, Yuta, etc., etc. So what's going on over here? What could be a possible teretz to Tosas? What I'm saying is something a little bit complicated, that you have to really be what they call in Yiddish, you have to be holding cup. You have to remember some of the ideas that we struggle with already in Elulzma. If you didn't, that's fine. Yes, Eli, give it a try.
The other staros don't require the smoke. This is different.
In other words, Eli wants to say, I didn't see anybody say this. Eli wants to say that Lishma is a bigger trap. People are more likely to fall into Lishma because there's no halacha of Lishma by other shtaros. So the Amonam is more likely to fall into that. In other words, because there's no halacha of Lishma. Interesting. I didn't see anybody say that. By the way, there's one Mar Malkum I kept on forgetting to do with you that I need to emphasize, at least we'll emphasize at the beginning of this man. In the beginning of Chorev Zman, why does the Masechta start with Alach of Fanei Nechta? As we're going to get through saying, whatever's unique about Lishma and the Fanei Nechta, it's one massive detail. So the Ritva, you know, let's do that Ritva. I kept on putting in the Mar Mikomos and we never did. So let's take a look at the Ritva at the beginning of this man. Someone asked me, but my Kovex has still disappeared. If anybody. Thank you very much. So I just want to point out the Ritva who points out beautifully why does the Masechta is actually connected to today's Musar Shmuz as well. The Ritva says the following. The Ritva says, Ubedinhu, fourth line into the Masechta. Bidinu delisni hilchos get bereisha. Really, thank you. Really, we should learn hilchos get in the beginning. El mishum deyitakanta chavivu leva'akdame. The takanos of the chachamim, which they were parim v'rovim, those takanos of the chachamim, that's dear to them. And since it's dear to them, so therefore the chachamim wanted to start with b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So something very unique and very dear about b'fanei nechta, because there was a lot of amelus, even though it's not systematic. So this idea that we spoke about today, about parim v'rovim, and connection to the Masorah goes so far back in terms of how far we order the Mishnayos. The order of the Mishnayos doesn't make sense. I mentioned that the Rambam said, I'm going to finally write a Sefer that's in order. The Rambam Sefer is in order. The Mishnayos are not in order. The only thing that the Rambam was right about, the only thing Rambam was not right about is that he thought everything was so obvious and so straightforward that, you know, it wouldn't be complicated. His Sefer wouldn't become complicated. But sure enough, the beauty of Torah is that the Rambam's Sefer did become complicated. So that's beautiful. It's beautiful to Chazal because it's complicated, because they were Chavivale, it was something that they were Amma on, so that's how our Masechta was start. But still doesn't answer the question of why would Lishma be different? The potential answer to Tosis that Tosis does not give. That's what I'm looking for. I want to give right now a teretz to Tosis Kasha. Tosis himself does not learn. Yes, Yaakov?
A lot of the halachas are like physical halachas, like it being physically attached to the ground or the day or the night, whereas like Lishma is like kavanah. It's not like something you can like see that it was done, or like, you know what I mean? It's like more aware of what's going on.
I know what you mean.
More like how it's been written.
I'm not sure. I'm not convinced. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring him a card that shows that you're right, but it's not just an idea of Alma. I want to connect this to another issue between Rashi and Tosis. I want someone. I don't want Stam ideas. I don't want philosophy. I want someone to give me a Rashi and a Tosis. Connect this to a Rashi and a Tosis to the point that Tosis's question is going to make sense according to Tosos, but it's not going to make sense according to Rashi. That's what I want. Notice, by the way, that Tosis did not say Pirush HaKuntres. Tosis didn't quote Rashi's chapter. Maybe even according to Tosos, Rashi's kasha is not his kasha never was intended on Rashi. And we're going to see that Tosos himself, what is going to go to town on Rashi. The Hemshech, right? He's not going to like Rashi and Hemshech. What we're going to see is, like we always like to emphasize, real Amelus and Gemara Rashi Tosos goes very, 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 very far. There's a tremendous amount of, we don't need to open up other Svarim to see that there is a tremendous amount here in just the Rashi and Tosos. In terms of being Megala, things that are quite deep, eventually we'll go to Rambam. By the way, I'm intentionally going a little bit slowly because it's the first day of Zman. Some of the things I'm discussing now, I think, come up in Rabbeinu Kreskes. As a bonus, I'd like some of you to look up Rabbeinu Kreskes. And actually, some of the things that we're going to say now, we're going to get stuck in Rabbeinu Kreskes. But Rashi and Tosis, everything's going to fit like a glove. So for the ambitious amongst you, I'd like you to take a look at that and discuss with us. Anybody have any Hara Rashi and Tosis? Yes, Isaac?
It's possible, kind of what Fetty was saying, that
Fetty didn't quote any Rashi and Tosis. No, as far as I was concerned,
for what he was saying.
If I could tease him, as far as I'm concerned, he could be saying this in Cambridge. I don't care. You know, in other words, he's got to show me a Rashi and a Tosis.
Where we were talking about where Rashi.
Yaakov's fantastic. He's working hard. But it's got to be in a Rashi and a Tosis. If it's not a Rashi and Tosis, then just philosophy.
In the beginning, when we were talking about Muchach Mitocho, where Tosos and Rashi were talking about Muchach Mitocho, that Lishma is something that when you look at the get, it could be Muchach. You can't see if it's Muchach Mitocho, but these things that if it's, you know, the names are changed, that's something that can be
changed. Tosos is concerned about Muchach Mitocho, and Rashi is not concerned about Muchach Mitocho. Okay, I hear what you just said, Isaac. Do you want me to be nice to you, or you want us to search for MS together?
The latter.
Okay. It was hard for you to get the word emes out. Okay, what in the world does Muchach Mitocho have to do with this issue? You saw Rashi, you saw Tosis, you made Xer Shava. Rashi, Tosis. Maybe you have something more in your head that I'm not understanding. The first glance has nothing to do with it. Rabosai, we had a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. In Dibra Maskil Virabona. Where Tosas at the end quoted a Ri. Let's take a look at the Ri on Gimel Amud Aleph. The Omer Ri. Ha da atzrich Rabbanan hacha. This that the Rabbanan need you to say b'fanei nefta b'fanei nefta. Hainu kidei shelo ya'arer habal. The entire takana b'fanei nefta was in order that the Baal should not protest. V'yomer sheksavo hasofer kidei lislamid. V'hu hichtim alav edem shelo ayabaki lishma. The Baal is going to come along and he's going to object that the get is possible. According to Tosas, b'fanei neftam is, how would we crunch the Tosas? Is a response to Irur HaBaal. That's how Tosas learns. It's a response to the Irur HaBaal.
If that's so, Tosas l'shitas some ass. Why are you only worried that the Baal is going to be ma'arer that it wasn't l'shma?
The Baal could be ma'arer that it wasn't, that it was written b'mechuvah. The Baal could be ma'arer that was nichtav b'yom and nichtav b'laila. That is Tosas' question, the way we say in the yeshivas, al pishi tasam. Okay, I took you halfway. That's why, according to Tosas, the shita makes sense, the kasha makes sense. No, until I finish off, where am I growing? But according to Rashi, it won't make sense. Why? Why? Why would that be so? Jay, yeah?
According to Rashi, it's a kashash of like shmosh, kishmosh, 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 which isn't a kashash, because it's not something that they could pop.
So then, you're in the on the right direction, but you hurt yourself at the end of the sentence. And that is, at the end of the day, so then why is that a reason to be choshish for l'shma? Yeah, Yosef?
I think all the other pesils are something that goes through the sofer. It's something that he could be... He knows.
So you guys are being either too emotional or too philosophical. I want to learn Gemara Rashi places. I don't want to learn your ideas. I don't want to learn my ideas.
I mean, I'm bringing it back that the Rashi says that we're worried about this random.
I want to know what Rashi says and how that's connected to what Rashi says, not your ideas. So what is it in Rashi's shita that Tosas' question is not going to start?
We're afraid that this guy from Midas Yam is going to mess up.
Why?
Because he's going to see this random get and be like...
Okay, so we're afraid. Why are we afraid that we're going to mess up on Mechuber?
Because Mechuber is not something that's up. That's not something that a random guy can do.
Does Rashi say what you said? Rashi doesn't say Mechuber. Okay.
But wouldn't that be something that wouldn't pass through? That would be something that wouldn't.
See, again, you and Yaakov are doing the same thing. You're putting your own ideas, which could be right, but that's not what I call understanding Rashi. If you knew all Rashis and you knew all the Rishonim and you were convinced that that was Rashi's sheet and you could prove it to me, then you could say that idea. But as an idea, Ba'alma, it's just philosophy. I need something that's in the Rashi itself, not philosophy. I need something that's in the Rashi itself. So the answer is that Rashi was cholek on Tosas. Rashi in Dibra Maskul Rabbanan Huda Atzrichu. What did Rashi say over here? Rashi said, V'Rabbanan Huda Atzrichu L'meichush L'milsa. The Rabbanan required B'fanei Nefta B'fanei Neftam Mishum Di'ika Di'ishkach Kosul V'Oimei. Because it happens that he finds things that were already written. Pigon, shenichtav l'shem echol mibnei yirosh shmo kishmo, u'shmo kishmo, v'nimlach milagarish. There was a takana midrabbana that there was going to be a get that was going to be found that was going to be interchanged with other gitin. In other words, according to Rashi, we've already answered this question. According to Rashi, we've already shown, the emphasis is we have, as opposed to Rashi, but according to Rashi, we've already seen that there is a particular chash, that there is a get that's going to be found, and that get is going to be one that's going to be reused. Hence, we know the answer, according to Rashi, to that question. Why it is that we're choshesh b'mechubar as opposed to other things. Because there is. Such a thing happens. For some reason, and here you can add all the philosophy you want, we have no makoros that we're concerned. And if you have a Rashi later on, you could buttress to what you guys were saying. That mechubar we're not choshesh for other things we're not choshesh for. But I don't need that. It could be, I'm sure it's right, but I don't need that. The most critical part is that Rashi said that Chazal had this objective chash by Lashma, and there's no source, according to Rashi, of having the other chashas of Mechubar. Okay, oh, beautiful. So everybody knows that. So then why is Tosis asking the kasha? I said, but according to Tosis, Al Pishitasam, then you are. No! It's Ika Dashkech. So over there, that's the answer to Tosis' question too. That's also the answer to Tosis' kasha. So what's going on? I wanted to argue that Tosis is asking Al Pishitasa. Rashi Al Pishitasa, it's not a kasha. By the way, it's not me. I saw that there were many who preceded me before this, the Pnei Yeshua. My son was in my study when I saw the Pnei Yeshua. You saw today's memorial. I hold that the Pnei Yeshua is the best sefer for second, third year guys. All you need is Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, Pnei Yeshua, and Rosh. That's all. You have to know the halachas, and every once in a while you need Rabbi to tell you the important Rambans, and that's it. The Pnei Yeshua really always, time after time after time, develops how to read Rashi and Tosis properly, time after time after time. Just one minute of history. The Pnei Yehoshua, I heard from Rabbi Branchfield, it was a fascinating piece of Masorah. Where Rabbi Branchfield got this from, I'm not sure. But I heard from Rabbi Branchfield that the Pnei Yehoshua and Rabbi Yenis and the Abishitz both had opposite styles, but wrote Svarim opposite their own styles. In other words, the Rabbi Yenis and the Abishitz said Shir like the Pnei Yehoshua wrote, like the Pnei Yehoshua Sefer. Rabbi Yenis and the Abishitz Sefer is full of very complicated brilliance. And it's written on Shulchan Aruch. And the Pnei Yehoshua said Shir most of the time on Shulchan Aruch. And he had a lot of brilliant pilpul. And he wrote a sefer that was on Pshat in Gemara Rashi Tosis. So then I found an amazing raya to what Rabbi Branchfield has said. Well, this is a very fascinating piece of history. If you look in the Hakdama of the Pnei Yehoshua describes something really scary. He says he wrote the sefer because he said he was learning other things in the yeshiva, which substantiates what Rabbi Branchfield said. And a terrible fire took place in Krakow. He was a rabbi in Krakow. A terrible fire took place in Krakow, and buildings started collapsing. And he and his wife and a couple of children were in a building that had collapsed, and the fires were raging. And one or two of his children were killed in the building collapse. And he said he made a neder that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him, then he's going to write a sefer, because he felt guilty that maybe he didn't continue, again, Masorah, the Masorah of his grandfather. His grandfather was the Megine Shlomo. The Megine Shlomo is a sefer that defends Rashi, protects Rashi from Tosis' kashas. And he said that in his life he got so excited about halacha that he wasn't amel like his grandfather had wanted to save Rashi, that he wasn't amel enough. So he decided that he's going to take a neder that if he's saved, then sure enough he was saved. And that's a sefer of Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua is such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sefer. So this idea of the Pnei Yehoshua says, according to Tosas, it emerges like this. According to Tosas, we said that the chash of the fanei nechtam is what? That the Baal is going to be ma'arer. Right? That was the difference between Rashi and Tosas. According to Tosas, we're concerned the Baal is going to be ma'arer. According to Rashi, it's not related to Iru. By the way, for the advanced Talmidim, and Mir Seshem, maybe when we write this up, I need your help a little bit. I need your help now, ready to count how many Lashitasams we have in Rashi and Tosas. This is more than what I'm just saying now. There's more Lashitasams, I think, that we've already developed in Rashi and Tosas. According to Tosas, the Chash is the Baal is going to be Ma'ar. What do we mean the Baal is going to be Ma'ar? The Baal is going to want to mess over the wife, right? So if the Baal's either to mamish mess her over, or he wants to stop the get from it happening. If I'm Avin Yavin, that's how the Ran understood Ira was about. Either maliciously or sincerely. But he wants to stop the get. If he wants to stop the get, what's going to be the objection of the husband? He's going to be Ma'arim. What's he going to be Ma'arim? Anything that's going to stop the get. Anything that can mess her over. So then, Frek the Hegel Getesis, Mechubar! Nichtav b'yom v'nechtav b'layla. Anything. But Rashi l'shitasai, where Rashi understood what? That Rashi understood that there was an objective chash of this get. That their chazal were concerned. Ika de ashkech kosuva omeid. So then in such a case, according to Rashi, then how will it work? According to Rashi, it's a specific chash of l'shma. Tosis' question doesn't start. Everybody follow what I'm saying? Beautiful, no? Let's take a look. Let's see it now in the Pnei Yoshua. Shouldn't I didn't make this up? Immediately when I saw Taisus, immediately there was something in my gut that in my gut that said, wait a second, does that question make sense? Does everybody agree with that question? Let's take a look.
Isn't it specific on what he's being ordered on though?
But first let's see the Pnei Yoshua inside, then I'll hear what you have to say. Tosis b'divra maskul fishay mekim l'shma. You have the Pnei Yoshua? Ulechora l'shitas Rashi loy kasha midi. However, it would seem that according to Rashi, the kasha doesn't start. L'may d'maskina. This safri didini migmar gmiri. What's going to be the maskana of the Gemara? That most sofrim do know the halachos of l'shma. In other words, the Pnei Yoshua points out, it's even, Pnei Yoshua says it's sharper than the way I said it. Pnei Yoshua says it, that at the end of the day, the Sofrim, they, in the Maskanas HaGemara, know about the Halachos of Lishma. So then, in such a case, we're not concerned about any real psul that's coming from the way it was written. Therefore, it could very well be Nechta V'yom, Nechta V'layla's Letzah V'kshash, Mechuber's Letzah V'kshash, Im kein zo achshosh lo shaykh el in yishma. The chshash is only lishma. So, in other words, the Pnei Yoshua adds another layer that I didn't even say. Pnei Yoshua points out that at the end of the day, if the sofrim are learned people, so they know that nechtav b'yom v'nechtav b'layla is possible. They know that, what other psul, mechubar is possible. They know that. So then what's the chshash? So the chash is not from the sofrim, but rather the husband's going to find such a get. Oh, now I want to make a good laning in the Pnei Yoshua. But if that's so then we have an obvious answer to tell us this is kasha. The Gemara is going to answer the question at the last line of Beis on the Beis. So the Pnei Yoshua comes by Mavin Yom in the exact opposite direction that I came from. I came from the direction where I was explaining what the Teretz is going to be according to Rashi. The Chora Tos has a great question, how are we going to answer according to Rashi? Pnei Yoshua starts in the opposite direction. Pnei Yoshua says, the question doesn't even make sense. Why? Because according to the way Rashi explained the Gemara, that the Sofrim know what they're doing, so then you have no Chash. You have no Chash. And what was the Chash? Not from the Sofrim's perspective, that the guy is going to find a ready-made get. A get in Mechuber is not a ready-made get. A get that's Nechta B'yom and Nechta B'layla. It wasn't done appropriately by the self there. Ela that tells us l'shita sayu shekasa v'kamon d'achshosh ayinu mishum laz. But according to tells us l'shita sayu that the shash is because of laz. Shed debal shi'ar shlo nechta v'get ala yidei ha-sofer v'edin lo v'kim klau. Beautiful. It's mamish misameh. This is not a complicated brisker shtickle Torah, but this is good pshat. This is good pshat. Complicated brisket tairu we also need. But the first step is to really, really understand what's going to be the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. So according to Rashi, we've already answered the question when we've developed this idea, a safri didaini migmar gmiri. Let me throw you out a scintillating challenge over here. Could this also help with our other tzarachiyon that we had before? About why in one place Rashi said only shaylina by us, but over there, on Gimel and Aleph, Rashi gave both the Teres of Tosfos that we're about to see and shaylina. Could be the two points I connected. That the Gemara later on brings in this idea of Sifri Dinyanim Gemir. That's to keep you challenged. Let's take a look at how ultimately Tosfos learns. Says Tosfos, Ve'ein lomar denaka l'shma d'shkiach tvei. And don't give an answer to say that says l'shma because l'shma is more common. The mishkach gets a shmoy kishma yishma kishma u'mishader lo. Don't say that that's more common. V'gam ha'sofer sh'rav l'chol tofse gittim ad yeshitvi mishdili. That those words mean that the sofer writes many gittim, and because he writes so quickly, he's going to make a mistake. The tosav shmo u'shma v'hu adin shar hilchos gittim. In other words, says Tosfos, maybe really the halacha is that we should be choshesh for everything. Except this is a more common mistake. Why? Because the sofer write fast, ze'eino, that's not correct. So Amar the Kaman, it's a unique shash, says Tosfos, for the Shema. And he proves it. So Amar the Kaman, so some of the Talmidim ask, what's the relationship between ve'ein lomar and ze'eino? So the Ein Lomar is a potential answer. Ze'eino is telling us why this potential answer is not correct. Doesn't work. The Amar, the Kaman, we learn later on, there are three things that are parallel between Gitei Nashim Shikuri Avadim. Uparach, and the Gemara there asks, Va'ika Lishma, there's a requirement that Shikuri Avadim have to be written Lishma, as well as Gitei Nashim. So the Gemara there says, Bishlema l'Rabba haydum molech u'mevi. According to Rabba, that's alluded to in the words molech u'mevi. How it's alluded to in the words molech u'mevi, we don't have to know now. El Rabba kasha. So the Gemara says, you're right. According to Rabba, there is a kasha. How it's a kasha according to Rabba is not important. But Visu, the Gemara then, this is all a quote from the Gemara. Bein l'Rabba, bein l'Rabba, ikam mechubur. The Gemara says there's also another difference between, there's another point that we can make. That according to Rav and Rava, there is the requirement of the Chumar. So the Gemara there puts Lishma in one category. And there the Gemara says that's a machlokas between Rava and Rava. And the Chumar is another category. So what do we see? That Rava is not worried about Mechubar. All he's worried about is Lishma. And you cannot say that Lishma is really just a little bit more common. Hence we talk about Lishma. Papa Fana Nechtav is also there to take care of Mechubar and Nechtav Yom and Nechtav Alayla. Because the Gemara talks about Rabba and Rava arguing about Lishma in one category, and Mechubar in a separate category. Lesu, Bein the Rabba, Bein the Rava, Yikim Mechubar. And therefore, when the Gemara talks about Molech Umevi over there as taking care of the concern of Lishma, it's talking about only Lishma. V'lo Naka Mechuber, it's not talking about Mechuber. So we see Lishma and Mechuber go into two different categories. Umefarish Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam is Cholek on Rashi. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't make sense. Wait. I shouldn't say it that way. I should say Pshat first and Tosfos. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam needs to answer. Let's leave Rashi aside. Rabbeinu Tam needs to answer the question in a way that we haven't discussed up until now. Umefarish Rabbeinu Tam, debechol hilchos gittin bikin. We have to learn that these sofrim are baki in all hilchos gittin. And therefore, we're not concerned about mechuber. We're not concerned with nechtav biyom and nechtav v'layla. Elo the hach drasha the vikasav la lishma ain a nearest lem ikur drasha ve ain bikin Perush in Choshishin Lidrasha Delishma. Ula Achar Shalom Dulukama and Pirusha Achar Shikibluha. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you have to say that they knew all of Hilchos Gittin. But there was this fundamental machlokus between the B'nai Eretz Yisrael and B'nai Chutz La'aretz. They weren't choshesh to write the Get L'Shema. And then Tosas says, we're going to have later on, that they learned about the halachos of L'Shema. And that means that after they were mekabel, that there's a requirement of L'Shema. So what happened is we needed to emphasize the fun and eftav, because the sofrim were good sofrim. It's not like we thought in the Havamina sofrim were bad sofrim. What changed from even Yavim between the Havamina and the Rabbeinu Tam is the Havamina, we thought that there was something erroneous that the sofrim were doing. The Maskana Rabbeinu Tam learns it's not that there was something that was erroneous that was being done, but rather what happened is that there was ki'ilu a machlokis between the sofrim of Eretz Yisrael, the sofrim of Chutz La'aretz, and the sofrim in Chutz La'aretz weren't so concerned. They didn't have this Masorah, or they were missing in their Masorah of the Kasal L'Shma, and since they were missing in their Masorah, so then what happened was they ended up making a mistake, and we needed to correct that mistake. That's Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. Now you put a big period over here in the Tosos, and then in some Rishonim, by the way, this becomes a totally separate paragraph. And then Tosos addresses the first part of Rashi that we addressed. V'ad the pirush hakontras the meila shaylin and le'yavi l'shema v'amar. And this that Rashi says that we ask him them whether it's l'shema or not. Ain nira. I don't think that's correct. D'lo mishtamit b'shum duchta sheyitzarech lishan. Tosas says, number one, Rashi is wrong. This, by the way, is a sharp question of Tosas on Rashi. Rashi added something that doesn't appear at all. He mentioned that we asked them, after he said, fanenetam, whether it's written l'shma. Says Tosas, there's no makar that says this, that you ask him that. That's a strong kasha. Rabosai, you should have asked this question. When you read this Rashi, Umamela Shailina Lech, you should have asked that at the end of the day, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that we ask him. What did the Gemara say about B'fan Nechta, B'fan Nechta? The Gemara asks, why don't we say L'Shma? And the Gemara says, B'fan Nechta, L'Shma. The Gemara says, one out of three, they'll cut out. Others they won't, and then it's going to be enough. Now, if Rashi is right, as Tosfos, the Omek of Tosfos is Kasha, then the Gemara should have said, we cut it out, and anyhow, Mamela Shailina. Now, the Gemara doesn't say that over there, Daf Gimel, and the Gemara doesn't say that over here, anywhere else. So this is a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush in Rashi, which might be why Rashi on Gimel and Aleph gives two pshatim. But for some reason Rashi and Beis didn't. So Tosfos points out that Rashi is difficult in this regard. V'ha'ad the pirush ha'koshes the memeila shaylina le'yavi l'shma v'amar in ein nira. That doesn't seem to me to be correct. D'lo mishtak b'shum duchta she'etzarech lisha. It's a great kasha. V'oid dimkein le'ma yiko b'inayim tzarech lisha. The Gemara later on is going to ask, what's a nafkaminas between Rabba and Rabba? We now have a great nafkamina between Rabba and Rabba. Whether we need to ask him if it's l'shma. According to Rabba, it's ein eidim mitzuyim l'kaimo. So then it's beautiful, we don't have to ask him. But according to Rabba, according to Rashi, we have to ask him. Therefore, Tosfos says, v'omeri, d'stam l'shma kamasi, d'pirish b'kontras nami b'samoch. Like Rashi himself on Gimel Med Aleph says, that there are two reasons that B'fan and Echtav could take care of all problems. One is that they could say B'fan and Echtav and we could ask him. And the other is that once he says B'fan and Echtav, so then we could assume that B'fan and Echtav includes L'shma. Vada karma karma mikitani b'fanechta b'fanechta l'shma. Nihid. So now Tosis is asked, but wait a second. If we're going to say that b'fanei nechtav is mistama l'shma, so then what's the Gemara's kasha on Gimel and Aleph? The Gemara asks, why don't you say l'shma? But if you say b'fanei nechtav, presumably that includes l'shma as well. So what's the Gemara's kasha? You should have that third word of l'shma. Mashma this includes it. Again, let me read it inside. V'hadama the kamon miktani b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav l'shma. So there it says you should ask l'shma, but I just got through saying that stama is l'shma. Says tells us nihid is stama l'shma. Mashma kol makum kiva dikar ta'kan v'shul l'shma. Havalei the meimar behedka. The kasha is that you should have said it b'feirush if that was the original motivation. To which Gemara answers, there's one word we have to take out. Three words is too much for the guy to remember. So we got to take out one of them. So if there's one we're going to have to get rid of, you can't get rid of b'fanei. Can't get rid of nechta, so we're going to get rid of lishma. That's how Tosis works. Rabbi Osai, I leave off with a tzarachion, another tzarachion. I'm leaving off with quite a few tzarachions. We have to do halacha now. But according to Tosos, is there a relationship between umefarish Rabbeinu Tam v'hat pirush hakuntris? We have two Tosas in that is essentially discussing two different topics, right? You see that the Rav Asal Fishay became Lishma. You see that there are two topics in the Tosas. One is Tosas' question about why we're Koshish for Lishma. That's one topic. And Rabbeinu Tam's answer. And then we developed Rashi Lishitasa. I'm summarizing now, Shir. And then we have another topic, and that is that Tosas doesn't like Rashi's Mamela Shailinome. Are those two separate topics, or are they connected? If they were two separate topics, then I would have expected them to be in two different tosas. Is there a relationship between the two? Sorry, Fion. I don't quite necessarily have an answer. I'm just throwing out the question. So again, to summarize for today, we saw that the big kunz today, we have a few tzarachions in Rashi that we still haven't answered. The big kunz, the big chap today was the Pnei Yoshua pointing out that according to Rashi, the question wouldn't start. We learned good pshat in Tosos, why Rashi and Tosos are Lishitasam. Then, and we learned two different topics in the Tosos itself, Rabbeinu Tam, who says that we're using the concept of stama, and Rashi, who is and Rashi is disagreeing, and Rashi is saying Shailinan, and then Rabbeinu, that was the machlokes between Rashi and the Ri. And we also saw that in Rabbeinu Tam, that the pshat in the concern of Lishma was that people were not careful in regards to Hilchos Lishma because they had a different tradition. Okay, Rabbi Osai, today